thinking about this heat, right? It's hot as balls out there, sweaty. It's just hot, right? And I was thinking about one instance with this gentleman. I thought he looked pretty hot, you know, in his pictures. You know, it was nice. He was chocolate, you know. I like him brown. I really do. I really, really do. Because for some reason, light skin seems to still have the that old ish on them from the 1700s. You know, I don't know. It's just passed down from generation to generation. I don't mind light skin because, again, you know, even in my profile, on one of my dating profiles, I said, hey, you know, if you got that David Banner woke type of personality and intelligence, and I'll even accept that Omari Hardwick look, you know, even Kofi Cerebo, you know, from Queen Sugar. Anybody watch any TV, you'll know who I'm talking about. So, anyway, this gentleman, nice and chocolate, you know. Yeah, I was like, okay, got his teeth, they white, shut up. You better come through, mother. Come through. But anyway, so he was fine. And we decided to meet at 17th and Walnut at the Sofitel to have drinks. Let me just tell you, the Sofitel is not what it used to be. I think when I was going to my hairstylist, who was on Sansom Street way back in the day, Sofitel was pretty hot. It was a great place. Not saying it's not great now, but when I went about, I'm going to say about 4 years ago, kind of like four or five years ago, we met at the Sofitel, and yeah, I saw a big mouse, you know, the trap where they're supposed to run into it and get stuck, sitting out in the open. I wasn't too pleased with that, and we sat down to have drinks, and this gentleman was like, hey, so, you know, what places do you like to eat? And, you know, he looked pretty good, though. Even, you know, we met in person and he looked okay. We sat down and he's like, what places you like to eat? And I said, you know, I was naming some places. And he was like, what about Ruby Tuesday? Hello? What? Ruby? I ain't been a Ruby Tuesday in the 90s. You know, that's something you do when you out with your sister, your girlfriend, because y'all hungry and ain't nothing else around, you know, and you really ain't for the McDonald's or the Burger King and all that bullshit. But he mentioned Ruby Tuesday. I said, I hadn't been there since the 90s. He said, well, what kind of places do you like to go? I said, well, listen, apparently Ruby Tuesday is on your list. And I'm assuming you probably are still an Olive Garden individual. Sure. I ain't been to Olive Garden since I heard that. What year was that? Probably in the 2000, maybe it was 2000 when they said that the guy was in the back making the Alfredo sauce and they caught him, you know, ejaculating in the Alfredo sauce. So I haven't been to Olive Garden because, you know, I just don't want to be unknowingly known as someone who swallowed. You understand where I'm going with that one. But, yeah, he was ejaculating in the Alfredo sauce. This was many years ago. I'm sure he's not there, you know, but we don't know who's there now, you know. Anyway, we don't know who's working at what restaurant. I mean, they all can have some fucked up individuals. But to say the least, he was like, oh, so you like bougie places. What? Bougie? What are you talking about? He said, so what about Red Lobster? Red Lobster? I ain't been to Red Lobster since. Okay, we ain't going there. So my thing is, you know, the age that I am, you meet different people and they come across as intelligent and things like that. And, you know, sometimes you might have to show an individual some new things, you know, upgrade them, let them know, hey, you know, this place has been around for about the last 3 years. Have you been? No, you haven't. Well, let's try it out. You know, and of course it would have to be someone who's willing, but here's key. Do you have any money to pay for a restaurant where the bill might only be total $65? Is that too much for you? You know, so that would be an issue. You know, it's hot. You don't want to meet somebody and they ain't got no money. They not driving you. Ain't no car. What we doing? What we doing? Where we going? With what you can afford, Rita's water, right? So we just supposed to walk around and have love and, you know, eat popsicles and drink bottles of water. Yeah, and we probably lose some weight, and that's a good thing, and slim down a little bit. But, you know, at some point, we're going to need some sustenance. We're going to need some substance. We're going to need to eat. And so when you meet somebody and they ain't offering, hey, let's go do X, Y, and Z, you know, when you do a meet and greet, yeah, you should meet at a coffee shop and kind of feel the person out. But I've met individuals where I've talked to them on the phone and we've had great conversation and decided to meet for dinner. And it has gone well, or not so much so, because, you know, there were some things that just became a turn off. And anybody that knows me, I'm easily turned off, Chewy. And for good reason, because, again, I'm not going to settle. I'm just not going to settle. I don't care if you got a deep voice or, you know, you sound like the that Liberty commercial where the guy was trying to be, he was in a witness protection program and his voice sounded like,
hello, I am in the witness protection program.
I've had a guy that actually sounded like that. It was annoying because I was like, I don't know if I can even wake up to that. And then during sex, if that's the voice you're going to have, Chad, oh, we ain't going to work out. I don't care how hard you pound me. Your voice is the worst. It's just going to be annoying. Ain't going to. And you can't help that. I mean, I understand that. Some people, you know. And then there's the guy that's real tall and he's got the Mike Tyson voice. That right there. That. Now, I've met that before. And that was over the phone, actually. And that was enough. It was enough. I couldn't do it. Because I couldn't see, you know, even if you try to be sexy with it, it just wasn't going to be sexy for me. So, yeah, voice does play a part in fingernails, your grooming, you know, all of that. You know, just when you think you know somebody and they turn around and do something stupid. But, child, let me just tell you, I ain't saying that all of y'all is like that, but I'm encountering about 65%. The number seems to be climbing lately with some issues with people. You know, you meet them and you're talking to them and you like, wow, I'm vibing with this individual. But then they do some things that just be like, what in the hell? And me, I look up. I look to the heavens constantly. Like, is this real? Why am I in this particular situation? Is there someone for me? But anyway, so you meet individuals that there's always something, you know, they ain't got little kids or they ain't never proposed to somebody. I mean, I meet a man that tell me he ain't never, ever proposed to somebody. For me, that. A man that has never proposed to anyone in his 40 years, his 50 years, his 60 years, is a fool. That means he's choosing, his choices are horrible. He ain't even, not one was fantastic enough to be considered. Not one. You ain't gonna tell me that all the women you met in all of your life were not proposable. I'm not looking at them, I'm looking at you now, because you said, I ain't never proposed to nobody. And, you know, it's one thing when you say you ain't never been married, but you never proposed, Negro? And then there's the women that I meet that have never been proposed to. I'm like, okay, there's some things you might want to change. You know, and a lot of women, you tell them that. Well, I need to change. I'm beautiful. I'm all that. I'm this, that, and the third. Okay, I've been married and proposed to several occasions. Sometimes even on a first date I've been proposed to. But let me just say this, and it's not about me. I tell you, it's just bringing your personality to the table. Is this the person that person wants to be around and they can see themselves having a great relationship with you? And no, every day won't be fuzzies. Warm fuzzies, no such a thing. But the thing is you want to wake up to me and I want to wake up to you. And we just want to be like, yo, I'm riding with you. And that person is saying, I'm riding with you. You know what I mean? So are we going to be collectively respectful of one another? You know, can we converse? Can we connect? Can we talk? Is this always going to be two-sided? You know, you talk, I listen, I talk, you listen? Or will it just be you doing all the talking? Or me doing all the talking? Because I sure enough don't want to be that girl either. That would be trife. That ain't going to work. That's not going to work. So I'm going to always be respectful of the other individual, and I know how to treat a man, and I ain't got to voice how I would do it. Because, you know, some people, they get caught up in, man, I would do this X, Y, and Z to you, and you just don't know. I'm that type of dude. I'm that man. Okay, yeah, and then you, when the proof is in the pudding, your ass, man, ain't really all of what you said you was. Because, you know, people do a lot of talking, and just because you met 10 women that were like, oh my God, he was great. And I'm going to tell you, I could be that 11th woman that'll tell you, babe, we got to work on X, Y, and Z. That other thing, that's cool. You can work on that too, but this other thing ain't working. So we need to be careful when we give ourselves shout outs about our performances, so to speak, about what we can do, what type of person we are. I'm a good man. I'm a good man. I hate when a Negro say that. I'm a good man. Nigga, who says that you're a good man? Just because you believe you are, if that be the case, then we ought not be on the same damn dating profile. And you should be married with children and had happily married, actually, for 25, 30-something years. So you a good man. All right. So anyway, for me, meeting that individual has been definitely a challenge. Hey guys, I went to the Founding Farmers restaurant yesterday morning in King of Prussia for breakfast, and it was good. It was quaint and had that old feel, but it was very comfortable, and oh man, I kind of enjoyed myself. And the fact that I was able to, you know, we had this half day Fridays, that was, man, that was a blessing, because I left and I said, you know what, I'm hungry, I'm gonna go get breakfast. And I had, you know, a Belgian waffle. I'm not a scrambled eggs girl. I can't stand the smell. So I had the waffle and I had a mimosa, which I was a little twisted in the heat yesterday morning, let me just say, but it was good and I enjoyed myself. There's a lot of restaurants that I have been to and that I enjoy. And that was my first time at the Founding Farmers in King of Prussia. So it was really nice. Anyway, I'm signing off. Until next podcast, you will hear from me.